Welcome to Good Morning Jesus Podcast, popularly known as JMJ Podcast. Ministering is Pastor Peter Ilesomi, the set man of God's Pillar End Time Mission, popularly called GOPEM, located at Road 18, Achievers Estate, Ariyo, Ologweru Ido Axis, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. As God's servant, an apostle of grace and excellence, ministers in the power of the Holy Ghost. Get ready for your total transformation to the glory of God the Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a beautiful Monday morning. It is another day that the Lord God has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Beloved, I'm so excited that the Lord has been so good to you and so good to me. Have you said thank you to God? Go ahead and thank Him for the gift of life. Life is a gift, it is never a right. And knowing fully well that this is the week you have been waiting for. In this week, you and your household, you will laugh. You will hear good news from afar. You will hear good news right in your household. Your children will call you and share testimony with you. Your life will be blessed. You will be happy for living in the name of Jesus. No more sorrow, no more tears. In the name of Jesus, you are lifted in Jesus' mighty name. What is our wisdom nugget for today? Our wisdom nugget for today says, no problem exists on earth without a solution. No mountain is insurmountable. What is lacking is light. When light comes, solution appears. What is lacking is light. When light comes, solution appears. Beloved, why don't you go ahead and ask God to give you light concerning the present situation that you think is insurmountable? When light comes, I tell you, solution appears. The Lord bless you as you leverage on this wisdom nugget. Straight away, we go into our series titled, God Wants the Best for You. Today makes it part 12. And the topic we will be considering today says, God speaks through the gift of the word of knowledge. God speaks through the gift of the word of knowledge. Beloved, I want us to read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8. It says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Hallelujah. Now, beloved, we are still talking about God speaking through the gift of the Spirit. Recall that we have talked about 11 ways through which God speaks, unto men. In the last episode, we spoke about prophecy, which is the number one vocal gift that I talked about under the gift of the Spirit. We said God can speak through the gifts of the Spirit. So we picked number one, which is prophecy. Today we will go to the second vocal gift on my list through which God can speak to men. It is the gift of the word of knowledge. Now, what exactly is the gift of the word of knowledge? The gift of the word of knowledge is a supernatural ability given by the Holy Spirit to know specific facts, insights, or details or information about a person or something in a way that cannot be known naturally, or that cannot be known by an ordinary human mind. Okay, manifesting the gift of the word of knowledge is like you manifesting a bit of God's knowledge as a mortal man. You are a mortal man, but you are manifesting a bit of God's divine knowledge. Holy Spirit actually uses it to build faith, to bring healing, and sometimes to prepare the platform for the gift of the word of wisdom. Sometimes word of knowledge is like God, you know, downloading information directly, manifesting as thoughts, images, or feelings, you know, showing God's intimate knowledge of us. Beloved, we must never forget that the sole aim while the Holy Spirit engages us with this gift is for edifying the church. I want to emphasize that over and over again. It is never for self-exaltation or all this, you know, theatric display as we see in many places today. Also, note this. The word of knowledge is a direct insight from God. It's not the same, you know, it's not the same as special knowledge gotten from occultic world. No, they are two different things. As far as the word of knowledge is concerned, it's a divine revelation that comes directly from God. And sometimes it can be so precise to give specific details, like names. It can give you specific details about past events. It can give you specific details about maybe present situation. Even things that you were not alive when it occurred. Yeah, it can reveal it. The Holy Spirit uses these gifts not just to edify the church and encourage believers only, but also to announce and reveal God's presence in a way that will humble a man, or that will humble men around you and make them to acknowledge that Jesus is supreme. So, now let's look at some instances. When you look at John chapter 1, verse 47 to 50, Nathanael said to Jesus, "Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel." Now, why did he say that? It's because Jesus exercised and manifested the gift of the word of knowledge, you know, by telling Nathanael what he could not have known naturally. Jesus actually told him, he said, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." And Nathanael said to Jesus, "Say, how do you know me?" Jesus answered and said to him, he said, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." God. He told Nathanael things that could not have been known on a natural level. Also, when you look at John 4, from verse 16 to verse 18, Jesus exercised this same gift of the word of knowledge. You know, while talking to the Samaritan woman at the well, Jesus said to her, he said, "Go call your husband and come back." But the woman answered Jesus. He said, "I have no husband." Now, Jesus now said to her, he said, "You are right in saying I have no husband, for you have had five husbands." Look at that. Five husbands. "And the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true." Oh, that was it. The woman that was questioning Jesus before became humble. She became humble by God's presence. Another example of this, you know, this gift in operation was Simon Peter's confession of Jesus. When he confessed that Jesus is the Messiah, according to Matthew chapter 16, verse 17. You know, after Peter's confession, Jesus told Peter, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." So it was God the Father that revealed Jesus' identity to Peter. It was this same gift in operation even when Ananias spoke about Paul's future, when you read Acts chapter 9 from verse 10 to 16. So there are several places in the scripture where this gift was in operation. Beloved, as I conclude today, please note this. Number one, whenever you see a sincere gift of word of knowledge in operation, know that God is speaking to you, or is speaking through you. So enjoy it and take a full advantage of it. Number two, don't forget that while the delivery of these gifts is vocal, the Holy Spirit can activate it in your life, maybe through a vision, dream, a feeling, you know, just like a feeling or a picture, an image in your mind, or even a thought. Okay, so you must believe that the Holy Ghost is activating something in you and exercise faith, okay, by exercising that gift. All right, and lastly, never forget that the operation of this gift must point all attention to God. It is not meant to point attention to a man. If you see the manifestation of this gift pointing attention to a man or drawing attention to a man, it is already corrupted. Stay away from such pollution. Don't be a part of it. Let's stop here for today. Let us pray. I would like you to say this word after me. Say, dear Holy Spirit, give me light. Send unto me the word of knowledge that is critical to my life, that is needed for my breakthrough. Go ahead and pray in the name of Jesus. Dear Holy Ghost, give me light. Send unto me the word of knowledge that is needed for my breakthrough, that is critical to my life, in the name of Jesus. Send me light, O Lord. Send unto me the word of knowledge that is needed for my life, needed for my breakthrough. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let's pray the second prayer. Say, dear Holy Spirit, purge me and make my vessel clean for your operation. Anoint me with special ability. Activate the gift of word of knowledge in my life. Use me for your glory. Go ahead and pray in the name of Jesus. Dear Holy Ghost, anoint me with special ability. Activate the gift of word of knowledge in my life. Oh, use me for your glory. Use me for your glory. Oh, I present myself unto you. Purge me and clean my vessel for your operation. In the name of Jesus. I desire that you walk through me and you walk in me. In the name of Jesus. Anoint me afresh, O Lord. Activate this gift in my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I pray for you, beloved, that this week you will laugh. You will celebrate in the mighty name of Jesus. No one will turn you down. No more disappointment in your life in the name of Jesus. In this week, you will testify in the name of Jesus. Be fulfilled according to the purpose of God for your life in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. God bless you as you share this content with other people today. Go forth and enjoy your week. Bye for now. Now, before I end today, there is something special for you. Are you there not yet saved from sin? Remember, heaven and hell are real, but hell is never meant for you. Jesus can save you now. Oh yes. Do you really want eternal peace? Do you really want eternal security through Jesus? Or maybe you would like to rededicate your life to Jesus. Please say these prayers after me now. Go ahead and say, O Lord God Almighty, I believe in my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus, your Son, died for my sins. I confess all my sins and I receive forgiveness for them all. From today, I forsake all sins and I receive a new life. I receive Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I am filled with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for saving my spirit and my soul. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Now that you are saved,
Please get a copy of Bible and start studying the Word of God daily. Also join a nearby Bible believing church and be a part of God's family. May the Holy Spirit guide you through life. Oh, you will run well and you will end well in Jesus' name. And don't forget, we are now part of your life. So feel free to contact us. Remain blessed and lifted in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Bye for now.
Praise the Lord. We believe you have been richly blessed by God through today's podcast. For further counseling or prayer requests, please send an email to support@gmjpodcast.com. To share your testimonies with us, please send an email to testimony@jmjpodcast.com. Finally, would you like to partner with us to spread JMJ Podcast across all social media platforms and on different radio stations? Please contact us via +234 803 611 3135 or send an email to partner@jmjpodcast.com. Join us to spread this gospel of Jesus, and do not forget to share the podcast with other people. For further information, please visit our website www.jmjpodcast.com or www.gopem.org. May God's eternal purpose for your life be fulfilled in Jesus' name. Amen.